This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I believe a new election should be called. It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
Wow, big news out of North Carolina. No representation, no word on whether Harris is going to run again, but a shocking revelation, or perhaps not so shocking for those who are familiar with the story. Unfortunately, it's the voters in North Carolina that get ripped off by this whole thing, but it is about righting a wrong, I will say that. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Just another day in paradise, right? I call America paradise, and I really do. I am glad every day of my life that I live in this great country. But, boy, we live in challenging and interesting times, don't we? North Carolina is just one of those stories where the election board voted for a new election in a congressional race. It was so tight as it was, if you remember. So Mark Harris, the Republican, led in the contested race. And he even said a new election has to be called. He told the state board he doesn't condone the activities that came to light and were talked about to him. And he feels that the public's confidence in the process is not good. It's shaken up. So the recall, the confusion, the whole thing, you know, what happens now? And it has to do with absentee ballots and the chaos of that, the counting of the absentee ballots. Red flags were raised because of irregular and compromised absentee ballots from the work of a political consultant hired by his campaign, which led both sides of the aisle to call into question, look, this election, there's no integrity. So that's what the deal is. North Carolina's governor, Democrat Roy Cooper, issued a statement. He said, I thank the board for unanimously doing the right thing. People must have confidence that their vote matters, and this action sends a strong message that election fraud must not be tolerated. Hey, speaking of election fraud, there was all of this long investigation by Robert Mueller in almost 2 years. It hasn't been quite 2 years. Next week, supposedly is the big day, or one of the days, that he's going to deliver his report to the Attorney General. Then we don't know what William Barr is going to do, because he's not beholden to do anything other than even give a synopsis of what was in the report to Congress. And on the Hill, they are chomping at the bit, especially the Dems. I said this in the last show, during my last show, when the story broke, that Democrats feel like, you know, we want to hear the whole thing. I mean, the money that's been dumped on this, etc. And as for the president, the legal team in place is bracing for the report. They haven't talked to Robert Mueller, the special counsel, in weeks. The lead attorney, as you know, is Rudy Giuliani. And he said it has been a long time since Mueller's team's contacted the president's attorneys, including myself, and there hasn't been any kind of discussions about getting additional testimony from the president for about a month. So there's been like this silence, and they're just preparing reports. That's what's happening. And now that this has been elevated, and it has to be coming to an end, because boxes have been moved out of offices. So people are leaving. They wouldn't leave and pack up their boxes if this thing wasn't coming to an end. Remember, during the confirmation hearings, the Senate confirmation hearings, William Barr told the lawmakers he couldn't commit to releasing Mueller's report in full. And he wasn't clear on whether he would permit Mueller to testify to Congress about his work. He said he wanted to be transparent about the findings, but did not give any details. And legally, I have really looked into this. Oh, I feel like I'm studying for an exam. I have called way too many attorneys that I know who know how to dance around things, who know how to look at this head on. and shake it in every direction. And the bottom line is this. He does not have to do more than the synopsis. That's it. And especially if we're not talking about criminal findings, allegations, all that stuff that led to charges, which we know what's happened with the charges. But anything that could cause a political dust storm doesn't necessarily have to be out there. Will it leak out? Will we eventually know some of what's in the report? We know how that goes. But not in the near future. So if you're waiting for some big bang ending to this, it's not happening, and I'm not shocked by that. I am completely not shocked by that. I don't understand why people really thought in the first place we were going to see. I said I would love to be a fly on the wall, and that's the truth, and I would love to know what's in there. I would read that thing cover to cover. I would want to know what was in there. But because there's nothing, if there's nothing other than political harm that could be done by releasing everything, there's no reason that will happen. It won't happen. And then there was a report I heard from somebody I know. Actually, it's a producer I know at Fox was talking to me about what they were trying to find out. And everybody's scrambling around trying to squeeze every contact that they possibly can to hear what's dropping out of the trees. But they're telling me, or this person was telling me that I've known for a long time, that they really were truly hearing it just kind of clears the president. And if it clears the president, then pieces of that, I would assume, would be thrown out there. But you never know. Because if it's not something that has to happen, then it probably doesn't. All right, this had to happen. Roger Stone got the gag order. Yeah, he got the big fat gag order. And, you know, Stone likes to talk. So he was knocked down from any further commenting about the charges that he faces as part of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson placed that gag order on Stone after he stupidly posted a picture of her on Instagram earlier in the week that featured a photo of her and a rifle crosshairs. What is he thinking? You see her face, and there's that little tiny crosshairs behind it. So he deletes the post on Monday. Social media is, and what people do on social media blows me away, especially the position that Roger Stone's in. This first time he's been charged with anything criminally, he could go to jail, all of this. He's losing money right and left. So he deleted the post, and his attorneys filed an apology with the court. But he said it was a stupid error in judgment. After he was arrested last month as part of the investigation into the interference of the 2016 election, he's accused of misleading Congress about his contacts with WikiLeaks and intimidating a witness. So he's got a limited gag order. Can't speak to the media in and around the courthouse. Can't do it because he could prejudice potential jury members, is what she's saying. How about that? That's pretty big, I would say. Definitely. Coming up on the flip side, fair or foul, as we bring Andy into the lion's den and we talk about what's being kicked around out there. You can kick it around with us, too. See you in a few.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
Question for all of you. How would you like to get rewards just for drinking milk? Coming up at the tail end of the show, I had a great conversation about that. It's this thing called Moo Milk, and you're going to hear it all unfold. That's what we call a tease, as I have a conversation with a really cool influencer on the West Coast. That's what you're called now, influencer. When you have a lot of raving fans. All right, this guy doesn't have a lot of raving fans, although the Chicago Police Commissioner does. So the Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson, really is calling out everybody from celebrities to news commentators, anybody who commented about the attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett. Because now what's happened, everybody is weighing in on this, and Chicago looked terrible, and there was a noose around his neck, and, oh, he had a scratch. Now it's all a hoax, and the Empire star staged the attack, is what the cops are saying, because he was dissatisfied with his salary. And Johnson said he kept asking himself, why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? So bogus police reports cause a lot of harm, and they harm anybody who is a legitimate victim who needs support by the police and investigators and all of that. And then the money and the time wasted, and it turns out one of the guys was his personal trainer. He paid them $3,500. Allegedly, this is all the details of this. So he was arrested and he was in custody, and then he was released, and he on a $100,000 bail, and now he's got to deal with this whole felony count of filing the false report. And Fox is standing behind him. He apologized to the cast and crew and said it, but still stood by the fact that he was innocent. And he took advantage of pain and anger of racism, like the superintendent said. So in Fair or Foul, as Andy, the technical maestro, joins us. Andy, what do you think about this story?
Well, obviously, I think that it's foul. And I think it goes a little bit, he probably wouldn't admit it, but a little bit beyond him just trying to get a better salary. I think the only reason why somebody would do this would be to inspire hate, a lot like Charles Manson, how he, you know, the whole helter-skelter thing. It kind of is a little reminiscent of that. Like he was trying to provoke some sort of, I don't know, provoke a larger response. You know, get people to hate each other more. It's almost a hate crime itself.
You know what? I agree. You said that off the air to me, and I really started to think about that. It is almost like a hate crime, because that's what you're perpetrating. You're getting people to be furious, and you're getting people riled up, especially because he does have a big platform. That show is already popular. He is a main character, and it doesn't matter, whatever, he's getting paid. And here he had people think, yeah, that's Chicago. Look at those people in Chicago. I can't believe it. How does that actor have that happen to him? So that was brutal for the city. It was, besides wasting also valuable time.
I'm glad he got caught. I think a lot of these types of cases got caught. There was a couple months ago when that guy that said that an Antifa protester came up and cut his hand open when he was at like a Steak and Shake or something, and that got,
yes,
that was another similar kind of thing. I mean I don't know if that one was quite as extreme as this last one, but yeah, I can't, it's just kind of weird that people are doing that now, like trying to inspire hatred in people's hearts.
That's all we need, right? I mean, could we be more divided than ever? No, we don't need it. Hey, I was looking at, on a fun side, because spring break is coming up, I was looking at places that kids go for spring break, and I was wondering if you ever took a spring break when you were in school.
Yeah, I did that a couple times. They all kind of blended together, you know, a couple spring breaks in Florida, Montana. After high school, I kind of stopped doing it. I think the last spring break I went on, I wasn't even in school anymore. It just happened to be the weekend I could get some friends together to go to Florida.
All right, I'm going to tell you the top places. So the top places for spring break: Panama City Beach, Las Vegas, number 2, New Orleans, 3, Venice Beach, 4, Miami Beach, Lake Havasu, South Padre Island, Myrtle Beach is 8, Acapulco is 9, 10 is Cabo San Lucas, I went there, 11 is Nassau, 12 is San Juan, 13 Cancun.
People don't want to visit NASA on spring
break? No, they don't care about going to see any rocket launches, especially since we don't have any. Oh, you want to go see some of the astronauts' old capsules and what it looked like? Even though it is a very, you know, I'm a space freak, it's a cool place to go. So I have
this is the set of the moon landing.
And I swear it was incredible. Look at the rocks we have over here. Could you just see it? No drinks allowed. No drinks. There's no happy hour here, but you'll have fun going through.
Of all those places, I'd probably go to Acapulco.
I was just going to say, I would go to Acapulco, because I haven't been there. I went to spring break with my friends in college when it was five girls crammed into an old Mustang, and we drove all the way through. Everybody had to take a leg, and we went down to Sarasota, Florida, and it was really fun, except for, you know, I thought I was invincible to the sun's rays because my skin had some tan on it, and I got burnt like a lobster. It was brutal.
Got to use that sunscreen.
You do, and I
ruined a vacation.
It did. It ruined mine. I don't care. I don't care that that guy's cute, or I don't care who you're chasing around, or what you want to do. I am burnt. I just want to lay in the bed and don't talk to me. It was awful. It was, and I did learn a lesson from that. That's
my
for sure.
My entire body is throbbing.
That's what it is. That's what happens.
Constant pain.
Constant pain. It's the worst. All right, so let me ask you this question. When you go to get coffee, Like, are you a coffee guy?
I love coffee.
I do, too. I'm all about coffee. So when you have to, you're not making the coffee, and you have to go get it somewhere, are you picky about where you get your coffee? Like, are you like the 7-Eleven dude? Like, there's just a place you always go. It's the QT, it's the whatever.
Well, we have these places in Minnesota that are holiday gas stations, and they used to be Super America gas stations, but they became Speedway recently. And those are all over the place, and they are the only two places that have terrible coffee. Because, like, there are so many great coffee places in Minnesota. We've got, like, Dunn Brothers, Caribou Coffee, Starbucks. Quick Trip is a big chain of gas stations in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know Quick Trip. Mm-hmm.
They have the stuff called Caruba Coffee. I don't know if they sell it anywhere else. It's really
Caruba.
Smooth. It's great. But pretty much the only places you're going to mess up are at, you know, generic gas stations and the bank. Even the bank.
The bank.
Actually, even
the
banks
bank
in Minnesota
terrible.
Have good coffee.
Oh, the banks are terrible, usually, for the most part. I am a coffee queen. I love coffee. And my favorite coffee place, and it's number one on everyone's list, and I guarantee you haven't been there unless you've been to the Northeast, like the Philly, South Jersey area.
Okay.
It's called Wawa. And it's great flavors, a smorgasbord of cream and flavor options. They even give you free cups. Oh, my gosh, it's incredible. And so, of course, I had to drive back to the airport today, and there was a zillion, every stop, like, you know, every exit on the Jersey Turnpike, or I shouldn't say the Jersey Turnpike, on the Atlantic City Expressway, it would say Wawa Coffee, and I was like, you know what? I'm getting some Wawa coffee. And so I did. I got Wawa coffee, and I was like, thank heaven for it. It was amazing. It's fresh. That's the key. It's fresh, and there's options. And it's really, 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 really good. And in the Northeast, people also like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. That's popular.
You know, whatever happened to that thing they said they were going to change their name to Dunkin'? Because all the Dunkin' Donuts in Minnesota are still Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's just a joke. They decided, oh, no, it's not working.
Oh, that was a joke.
I'm glad
that they didn't do
that. It was a joke that didn't work, yeah. It didn't work.
They played it off as a joke, is what you mean.
Yeah. Let's experiment. And, you know, by the way, 7-Eleven has a rewards program for their coffee, and they've got free coffee week. So if we didn't do the fair foul, so... So it's fair. It's fair.
Anytime Smollett coffee is free,
it's fair. That's fair. That's what I say. It's definitely. You and I are on the same page with that one. No doubt about it. All right. Hang with us, folks. Thanks, Andy. Back for more next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Police say Jesse Smollett staged the attack to promote his career. The actor arrested and then released on bond after investigators say he pulls the stunt, paying off two brothers to buy rope and red hats in Chicago. The actor charged with felony disorderly conduct. Prosecutors say he misled authorities and said his attackers were white and gave them $100 to buy red hats and ski masks. To politics in 2020 now, California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris, who's running for president, admitting on the New York Breakfast Club radio show she smoked pot. Now her father, Donald Harris, telling Jamaica Global Online in a statement he's unhappy about it and says our family wants to disassociate ourselves from this travesty. Harris telling the radio show, I did inhale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Ryan Jeneman. That's kind of a play on words. You'll find out why. He's the co-founder of the THC Design, and we're talking about the cannabis business. Ryan, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you. I enjoy having it.
So let's just jump right into this. This is a really, really interesting time to be in this business and an interesting business. Tell us about it.
This industry has obviously become very, very popular in a short amount of time. I'm growing incredibly fast. But one thing that has already started to happen out in California before legalization has even gone into effect is supply has already started to outpace demand. So this industry, although there is a lot of growth potential. It is not quite as easy an industry to get into as people think. Branding, advertising, your image has already, again, before legalization, started to trump all and become a very important aspect of the industry.
Wow. So in talking about that, I mean, how big truly is the cannabis industry? I think it's infinity. I think we're just at the not even at the tipping point of this. Am I right?
Yes, based off, you know, with the estimated projections you see coming out of groups such as ArcLight with their ArcView, with their, projections of what they anticipate sales to be in California, across the country, that shows that there's going to be tremendous growth. They're anticipating this to be a larger market than the NFL within just 5 years.
Wow.
Not sure exactly how accurate all that is, but this is definitely a very, very large market. Just in the most implicit explanation, I mean, I look at the percentage of people that I know that use cannabis from all walks of life and all demographics, and you just, you know, you do the simple math on that, and you see how much of the population is consuming this product. So.
So we're in this really interesting place where, and I'm sure you know the statistics right off the top of your head, some states have not legalized cannabis at all, some have legalized it only for medicinal purposes, and some have legalized it for recreational use. Can you just really quickly kind of walk us through the numbers on those three statistics so we have a sense for perspective?
Currently, and their states are changing so fast, I do not want to make a mistake, but currently 37 states have a form of medical cannabis laws.
Okay.
And in those 37 states, that's a little over three-fourths of the population that currently have some form of medical cannabis law. Now there are five states in the union that have recreation, plus the District of Columbia. And those five states, represent almost one-third of the country's population, primarily because of the size of California. That is, where we are. So overwhelming percentage of country has access to medical marijuana. Overwhelming percentage of the country, as you're aware, supports medical marijuana. Any more in-depth that you want to go into any one of those aspects?
We probably could have a very long conversation about it. We're talking with Ryan Jeniman. He's the co-founder of THC Design. It is a company that is a cultivator of cannabis for legal use, medicinal and recreational, I'm assuming. I guess the thing that's worthy of talking about here is that this is a real business for you. This is a real industry. And I think people still have a stereotype in mind of what this is all about. But when I went to your website, for instance, at thcdesign.com, I see references to things like quality standards, small carbon footprint, advancement in science, community, advocacy. Can you tell us why your company and this industry at large is good for us as a population and us as a nation?
Most definitely. First of all, industry at large, obviously, I'm a huge cannabis supporter, huge cannabis advocate to be in the position I currently am. But industry at large, I worked in the sporting goods industry. I worked in the investment brokerage industry. Before I sort of had my late 20s crisis, moved to California and got into the cannabis industry. But what I'm getting at is overall the cannabis industry without stereotyping people, which I'm about to do, the cannabis industry for the most part is a lot of people that are environmentally conscious, truly like here to make the world a better place. Granted, everyone has different views of what they're wanting to do, but overall the cannabis industry is not someone that is trying to get employees at bottom dollar and then chisel down the state to even lower minimum wage. The cannabis industry in California on average is 80% above minimum wage. Cannabis industry consistently, because they have, had to sort of be in the shadows for so long. They operate their locations very cleanly, very safely. They've had to be their own security guards. So there's been multiple studies as of recent, one large one that just came out in the past couple of weeks, showing that unlike what, law enforcement had publicly been saying, that when cannabis locations opened up, crime rates went down. And when those cannabis locations closed, wow, crime rates went back up. So multiple aspects there why the cannabis industry is not only good for the constituents, but but safe. And then in regards to THC Design, I'm really excited about what our company is doing, and because we're growing plants and creating life, which is incredibly rewarding, also definitely feel like we need to be giving back to the community. So there's some major issues in LA, mm-hmm, such as the homeless epidemic, which coming from the Midwest, where I'm from Oklahoma, I've never seen it like the levels we have in Los Angeles. I did not think that was even possible in America, in my blissful ignorance. Furthermore, obviously, oceans, environment, like I said, considering we use water, we use utilities, I feel like us starting to take care of that or giving back is very, very important. And then you mentioned, you know, quality and cutting edge technology. Yes, we employ, you know, scientists within the company, biochemists. We have consultants consistently come in across the world, all to further advance our technology practices, because you know, what we are doing, I truly believe, is a medicine and has medical value. And as this industry progresses, this medicine is going to become more and more mainstream than it currently is. And I want to make sure that our company is up to the standards of the highest quality medicine that, you know, someone would expect coming out of a medical facility. So that's why
wow.
we continue to push the bounds.
Wow, well said, especially talking about the homeless situation. I understand. I've seen it in Los Angeles. It's outrageous. I think people don't realize that. I agree with you. What about the taxes? People always talk about the taxes and the tax revenues. There was just a big thing that came out about what's happened in Colorado and how most of that money is funneled into the schools. So it kind of goes along with what you're saying about homeless and being able to give back. But how are the tax revenues and how big are the taxes on it? Do you think the taxes are fair?
Well, I don't. I chuckle because no business, and I'm not to sound rude. No business. I'm never going to say that the taxes are fair. I'm always going to think they need to be less. And right now, one of the issues that has really happened in cannabis is because everyone's so desperate to get these laws moving forward and to get things on the plate. Because most of, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware, even Los Angeles to this day has never issued a single permit for cannabis activity in the last 20 years. So they're very behind and trying to get things moving forward is very much an issue. So as we are working on the taxes, everyone brings that up, from myself to my lobbyists to the political organizations I'm involved with. They bring up taxes because it's a way to get the politicians to be on your side when you say you can bring in money to their constituents or to their district. But at the same time, cannabis is being taxed at every single level, at the production level, at the retail level. It's taxed when it goes in between two producers. If it goes from someone who cultivated the product to someone who manufactured the product, it gets taxed. Then when it goes from the manufacturer to the retail, it gets taxed again. And then when it goes to the retail, to the consumer, it gets taxed again.
So I'm going to cut you off for a sec, Ryan. Most of us won't know the answer to this question. I don't know the answer to this question. Is that different than how, for instance, alcohol or soft drinks are taxed?
It is different than alcohol is not taxed at every level. It is taxed from production to distribution to retail. So there is one more level that cannabis is taxed compared to alcohol. And I cannot answer the soft drink question, sir. I'm not confident on that.
All right, last question. We have like 30 seconds left. I want to get this in here. What keeps you up at night after everything we just talked about?
What keeps me up at night? Still, this ever-changing industry. What we're marketing is a nightclub. This is something where they're always looking for something hot and new. They always want something new and different. So again, it is marketing a nightclub. So what keeps me up at night is I'm not just a farmer. I have to constantly be marketing an image or a nightclub and staying up with what the market, you know, says is cool or keeping up with the general populace.
All right, Ryan Gentleman, thanks so much, co-founder of THC Design. You can check it out at thcdesign.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To welcome to the show Bricia Lopez, and boy, she's an influencer, this woman. She's with Super Mamas Online. What a community she has. She's a co-founder, has a great podcast. She's a co-host there and a restaurateur. She has the job that I wanted. I wanted to be a restaurateur, but she followed through.
I tell you, no, you don't. Every single person that comes to me and tells me, gosh, I really want to have a restaurant, I'm like, don't do it.
Don't do it. It's hard work. Don't fall into the trap. Exactly. We're going to talk about new money, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things. But it, since we dove into that, how did you end up getting into the restaurant business? Because I know that food's important to you, and you grew up around this amazing food, et cetera, and cooking. Is that what led you down that path?
Yeah. You know, I was born and raised in Oaxaca. I grew up, you know, eating homemade meals every single day. You know, looking back at it, I'm like, gosh, I was so blessed to have the mom that I have today, that every single day would make something new from scratch. And I mean, her life revolved around waking up, going to the market, getting her kids to school. Her kids would come back from school, and boom, I had this incredible, amazing meal every single day. And again, I'm from Oaxaca, born and raised there, moved here to LA when I was 10 years old. And the only thing we knew how to do incredibly well was food. So my dad opened up a restaurant, and I had been working with him ever since then. I mean, it sounds like a very short version of the story. Pretty much, you know, we have this incredible passion for food, which is also why I love working with brands like, you know, that really promote healthy living and just amazing food. And it's like such a pleasure to be working with the California Milk Processor Board and really spreading the word about their new loyalty program, which is Moo Money, which I'm like, oh my God, why was this not around when we were kids? Because we drank a lot of milk.
Oh yeah, I understand that too, because I grew up where we drank a lot of milk also, and it's so surprising to me what's now happen, and I don't understand why people aren't drinking more milk. And you know this. What are the benefits of drinking milk?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 9 essential ingredients, 8 grams of high-quality protein. I love drinking it even today after, like, a nice workout, just because I feel like it, like, really nourishes not just my bones, but my muscle mass, and I just feel great afterwards. Calcium, which is great for your bones. I mean, you know, I have a 3.5-year-old at home, so I know how much milk children can drink. And I mean, I generally love it, especially when I cook. Like, there really isn't a substitute for milk when you cook. Two of the recipes that I'm working with are, I like this milky corn soup, that has fresh corn, milk, this wonderful, herb that's called epazote that is used a lot in Mexico. Butter, obviously, because everything good comes from butter. Garlic, onion, and it's pretty simple to make. And I think also right now, L.A., California is going through sort of like this cold weather hump. So there's nothing that warrants you of like a nice creamy corn soup that kind of has like remnants of almost like a milky cornbread, if you could even like imagine what that would be like. But the recipe I got from my mom, and it was just like so amazing to be able to recreate this and share it on the Got Milk website.
I was just going to say that you know that everybody's going to be listening to this pre-CNN, and they're going to want to know what the recipe is. And I was frantically writing that down as you were talking.
It's so easy to make. It's just sauteing some fresh corn with obviously, you know, some onion and garlic, let that like sear and get fragrant, almost caramelized. And then adding some of that milk and blending it and just putting it back in the stove, adding some herbs, salt, pepper is just so good. And again, when you're cooking, I mean, you know, I love the kitchen, and there really isn't a substitute for real milk, especially when you want to get those creamy, rich flavors. And now that I think about, you know, you're making soups, you're having your child, you know, your child's going to school, you want to get a smoothie in the morning, or you want to have a glass of milk before going to sleep, for example, which is very, very popular down in Mexico. Everybody has milk before they're going to sleep, or cereal in the morning. And now you can actually earn rewards doing that. I think it's like a genius thing. You just basically snap a photo of your receipt, you upload it into moonmoney.com, and you can earn loyalty points, which then you can redeem into virtual cards that you can spend everywhere where MasterCard is accepted. So it's really like a win-win situation. And when I heard about it, I was like, what? Let me take out my camera and start snapping these photos.
I love it. And we're speaking with Bricio Rice. We're talking about Moo Money and how you can earn those rewards. And I agree with you. I think it's a no-brainer. And you and I know, because we grew up drinking milk. I love that you said in Mexico, it's, of course, you wake up, you have cereal, you have milk before you go to bed. There's these recipes.
Warm milk.
You just talk. Yeah.
My mom gave us warm milk with sugar. which is so wild to think about now, because I mean, I wouldn't give that to my child now, because I feel like know what sugar does to him. He like will get all wild. But it's just so crazy. Like, that's what my mom used to give us when we were kids. Like, here, some sugar with milk. Take it, go to bed, and we would just go to sleep. But also, like in Mexico, you drink coffee before going to bed. So I don't know what's happening down there. I know, it's really weird.
I think I'm part Mexican because I have all those habits.
I know.
And Yeah, and I've spent a lot of time in Mexico, so I completely understand. I want to make sure we tell everybody listening, go to moomoney.com.
Yeah, moomoney.com. You can, there's where you can upload. So from now on, every time you go to the grocery store, anywhere you go to buy your actual real milk, whether it's a gallon, a quart, half a gallon, or even those little, even just like those 16 ounces, 8 ounces, any real milk that you buy, save the receipt, take a photo of it, and upload it onto moomoney.com. You can do it from your phone. Obviously, everybody has a camera on their phone nowadays, for the good or bad of the world. Who knows? But right now, it's like the good. Take a photo, upload it, and you can earn loyalty points. It's a consumer loyalty program, and I think, it's again, it's like a no-brainer, and why not earn those points when you were already drinking milk? And it's almost like an incentive, again, during this winter season, make yourself a nice milky corn soup and take that milk that you used and upload it and earn some points.
I love it. And we'd be remiss not to ask you about this. Tell me about Super Mamas. It's a very popular podcast. There's series. There's all kinds of things happening. You have a big online community. Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, so supermamas.com started just as a hobby, to be honest with you, with me and my sister. I had just given birth to my son. My sister was already two children deep. And she said, and we love podcasts. We love listening to radio. It's so easy just because when you're driving, it's sort of like you're creating friends, right? It's weird, like the relationship you build with, I mean, you would know, in the radio space. And we loved hearing podcasts, and my sister said, why don't we just start like a podcast where we talk about all our mom journey and like our mom things? And I said, like, are people really going to care about like our mom life? It turns out a lot of people care about mom life. So, like, literally went to like Google and typed in how to start a podcast and spend a couple of days just researching, and we bought ourselves a couple of mics and just like started talking with no structure, no nothing. Our first episode totally sucks, but people really gravitated to the content. And I think because my sister and I were just being so real about our life and really not sugarcoating what like motherhood looks like, just, you know, sometimes you really like don't want to be a mom. And sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I love my child. And everything in between, you know, and everything that has to do with, you know, getting them, like how hard it is for them to eat, or, you know, just everything that has to, what happens to your body after you have children, so many different things. So yeah, that's what it was. And supermamas.com is an online community and a podcast, and it's amazing. But yeah, now I'm here drinking about milk. But thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Yes, Bricia, thank you so much as well. And we'll tell everyone, again, go to moomoney.com. How great to drink milk. You get the rewards. Good luck to you. And thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Of course.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.